Chapter 28. I screamed as I fell. I couldn't even see Ben, but I could hear him in the darkness.
Help me!
There was light, pain, and Ben landing on top of me. Whatever hadn't hurt before hurt now, and everything else was worse. I pushed Ben's groaning body off me and rose to my feet. The room was filled with brilliant lights, colorful cushions and silk drapes. The incense was so strong I could almost taste it.
Phew. What is that?
Ben said, fanning his face. I jerked him up to his feet. Just relax, Ben. He'll be offended if you don't.
Who?
He said, pinching his nose. Shuffling towards the center of the room, I said, Bezog. I know you wish to greet, else I would have landed on a harder floor.
How big is this place?
Ben said, spinning around.
It was just a tiny building.
It was a huge room, like the ballrooms in the castles. A large sphere of square-cut crystals twinkled above. The floor was hardwood. The room a rectangle with a fireplace of burning logs in every corner. Huge cushions were scattered all over the room, and in the middle was a large square table, waist high, and no chairs. Bezog stood there, staring down into a book the size of 10. He turned and spoke in a strong, dark voice.
If I'd known you were coming, I'd have left a pillow out. Maybe.
He bowed.
Unwelcome, Nath Dragon.
Not glad to be here, I replied. Bezog was black-haired, small-framed, but sturdy. He wore a red wizard's tunic embroidered with arcane signs and symbols. Everything was impeccable about his character, and his violet eyes were bright, deep, and probing. He was part elven, rich, and full of mystery. I extended my dragon hand.
My, how eerie are those?
He grabbed my arm and started needling it with his fingers.
Nath, I've never seen black dragon scales before, but I've heard about them.
You have? He grabbed a clear glass lens the size of a fist off his table and took a closer look.
Certainly.
Sorry. Of course you have, I said. What can you tell me about them?
Hold on,
he said, glancing over Ben.
I see you've replaced Brenwar. Obviously, a good choice.
He grabbed Ben's hand, blinking.
Nath?
Ben said, pulling away. But Bezog held him fast.
What's he doing?
Just be still, Ben. If he wanted to harm you, you'd know already. Studying Ben, though, Bezog said,
My, this one's nothing but trouble, isn't he?
What do you mean? I'm not trouble.
Ben looked at me.
Am I?
I shrugged. Ben tried to pull away again, but Bezog closed his eyes and held him fast.
Could be good, could be bad.
He released Ben.
He needs more time, Dragon.
Opening his eyes, Bezog said,
And some polishing up will do. Sasha!
A lovely woman, all human, appeared in white robes.
Sasha,
I said, unable to contain my smile.
It's been too long.
She brushed her auburn locks of hair from her blue eyes and said,
It's good to see you too, Dragon.
She took Ben by the hand and said,
Come along.
Ben, stupefied, said nothing as she led him, smiling, out of the room. I felt like a boulder had rolled off my chest.
Unthank you, Bezog.
Unwelcome. And don't worry. She'll find suitable stitchings, but you'll have to do the rest.
Bezog said, I'm not doing anything. I agreed to bring him to the city, promised him a meal and good rest. He's off to the Legionnaires after this.
No, he isn't,
Bezog said, thumbing through the book's huge pages.
Yes, he is,
I objected. And if you like him so much, he can stay with you.
Did you come here to argue with me, or did you come here for my help?
I came to get answers. When it came to dragons, Bezog could deliver. He knew almost as much about dragons as I did. All right, what's in that big book of yours? Somehow Bezog had everything he'd ever learned in one book. The book of many pages. It was one big book. Or tome, rather. On one big table. Accompanied with magic ink and quill.
You know I have many things in this book. Stories, legends, maps, spells, histories. Everything I've ever learned or heard is right here.
How do you add more pages? His cheerless face brightened a little.
It can add as many as I need. That's why I made the book.
Looking at it, I said, that's a lot of pages. How do you know where to look for something? Where do you start?
Book, Black Dragon Scales.
The pages came to life, stirring the air, ruffling my hair before they came to a stop. Impressive. I squinted. The words would shift and move as I read. I leaned away, pinching the bridge of my nose, and stepped back.
How do you read that? It hurts my eyes.
He showed a wry smile.
Right, I understand, wizard. So, what does it say?
The color of scales on black dragons,
he said, running his finger down the page.
Rare. No black dragon seen since the last dragon war.
He closed the book and stepped away. What did you do that for?
Nath, tell me what happened. How did you get that arm? You are supposed to get scales, but black ones?
I'd been friends with Bezog over 100 years. And he knew my story and who my father was. He was fascinated by dragons, but in a good way. So I told him about the people I killed in Orkin Hold and the last conversation I had with my father. But, I showed him the white spot on my hand.
I think I'm turning things around. I even saved a steel dragon and found a thunderstone.
Bezog's eyes lit up.
Do you still have it?
No. The steel dragon swallowed it. Pacing back and forth, Bezog said,
that's a shame.
Losing the thunderstone?
Yes to that. No.
Bezog frowned.
To never going home again. I know how that feels.
The brief moment of emptiness in his eyes left me feeling empty again as well.
So, dragon, what is your plan?
I want to rescue dragons. Many of them at once. That will do it. I know the more I free, the more I can be cured. I know you can help me find them. I need to find a flock of dragons. I grabbed his shoulder. You have to help me, Bezog.
Ahem.
Sasha, now wearing loose-fitting robes, re-entered the room with a pleasant smile on her face.
Where's Ben?
I asked.
He's taking a nap,
she said, drifting to Bezog's side.
A nap? The young man is tired, dragon.
Her blue eyes flared at me.
And you should do the same.
Suddenly, my lids became heavy. And I couldn't fight the yawn.
Ah, Sasha.
Bezog wrapped his arm around her waist and smiled.
Always trying to comfort her guests.
Covering my yawn, I fought back and said,
No, not this time, Sasha. Last time you put me down for 2 days. I appreciate your concern, but your efforts won't work on me this time. I'm ready.
Ah, dragon, you know she can't help herself. She knows what's best for you, you know. You look tired. I've never seen a tired dragon before.
I felt tired. My jaw ached and my face felt swollen. And with every little movement, I felt my cracked ribs inside.
And I remember the last time I took a long nap and what happened when I woke up.
Come on, dragon,
Sasha pleaded. A chair slid across the room and stopped beside me. Magi didn't get guests very often. So when you came, they expected you to stay a while.
I'll sit. But you, Bezog, need to tell me what you know. I saw that look in your eyes before your book closed.
Sasha looked at him and said,
what is it, Bezog? You can't keep secrets from our friend?
Please, dear,
he said.
It's a delicate matter.
She pulled away, fists dropping to her hips.
Too delicate for my ears?
Certainly not, my love.
I liked Sasha. She was all about the truth, which was uncommon for a wizard. And as I've said, wizards, magic users, and necromancers could not be trusted. Not even an old friend like Bezog. When it came to power, they had their weaknesses. Sasha, however, wasn't like that. What she lacked in Bezog's power, she made up for with integrity.
Well?
She said, tapping her bare foot on the floor. Bezog fiddled his fingers and muttered the strangest words. Where one fireplace blazed in the corner, cushioned chairs and a sofa accompanied it now.
Shall we?
He said, arm extended to the corner. I limped over and slumped into the furniture.
Would have been nice if I'd landed on this sofa rather than your hard floor.
Sasha readied me a drink from the serving station.
Coffee, tea, or...
Wizard's water would be fine.
She smiled, saying,
Excellent choice.
She poured a red melon-colored drink in a crystal glass and served us all. Bezog hoisted up his glass and said,
To old friends.
And dead enemies,
I added. I drank. Smooth, bitter, and invigorating. I felt my mind and body begin to rest. Tea, coffee, wine, ale did little for me. But wizard's magic elixir did much. It filled me, refreshed me, and cleared my senses.
I needed that.
I clopped my glass on the table and leaned toward Bezog.
So, tell me what you saw, wizard.
Sasha leaned his way as well, her beautiful eyes intent on his face.
Dragon, listen. It's not something that I think is worth mentioning. I can't confirm any of it.
Bezog, tell him.
Bezog, the epitome of poise, slumped back in his chair, face drawn up with worry. Sasha gasped.
Bezog, where are your manners?
He sighed. One eye open, one on my arm.
Dragon, your arm. Its curse is much worse than suspected.